Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey. It's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples.
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast was brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool Teas.
Watch this.
Or listen.
She cut you off, dude. She had some planned.
That was wild.
Yeah, that was really
good job.
Way to take initiative.
Guys. I know you want to skip this ad, but listen to everything Andy has to say and don't skip.
I'm very important, and what I'm about to say is also very important.
Yeah.
Because, guys, guess what? The end of the year is right around the corner.
Yeah.
It's getting cold. You feel that? Breeze. It's getting cold up in here.
Ooh.
Listen, I want to encourage you guys. If you have you work for a business or organization or a church or anything like that, and you order custom apparel, stickers, hats, shirts, whatever it may be, guess what? Christmas is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Winter retreats are happening. Everything
yes.
is all right here. You go to SundayCool.com. You can order everything and we can get it to you lickety split.
With our 72-hour turnaround time.
Absolutely. So whether you're buying hoodies or pullovers or hats or stocking caps or beanies or shirts, go to SundayCool.com. Put in your order today. Better now than never so we can get it to you and make all your Christmas dreams come true.
Well, yes. Okay, that's the end of the ad.
Love
thanks,
you.
Thank you for not skipping.
You did it.
Good job. Well done.
Well done, good sir.
Excuse me.
Well done, good sir. Righty-ho.
Did you ever mimic Steve Carell on Bruce Almighty when you were a kid? When they did the...
Oh, yeah.
I still quote that movie so much.
Are we being spooky?
Superstitious. It is October the 13th. Friday the 13th, baby.
Very superstitious.
Riding on the wall. Ninjas and butterflies. Episode 59.
I've not, this is the problem with morning-ish podcasts, is I've not eaten yet.
Lily?
Oh, man, Cooper. Too bad you didn't pass like a million fast food restaurants on the way here.
I was busy.
Excuses.
Did you take that out of the trash?
I just threw it away.
Why would you ever throw away a full bag of chips?
I don't know.
What's wrong with you, dude?
I think I'm coming to the conclusion that chips, like either MSG or just processed stuff, makes me poop like crazy.
Put it in a drawer.
Or offer it to one of the other two guys in 10 feet away from you.
I'm trying to clear the stuff off, and I just like, no, right there.
And you did it. And you did it.
I don't want to start off like this.
You started it.
No, you guys immediately are attacking me.
You threw food away.
Okay.
And you said you were cleaning up, which you didn't do. You picked up one bag of chips.
I was just trying to clear it off a little bit. Golly.
Have you seen that woman on TikTok that, like, people make a video about food waste, and then she, like, has this big bowl, and she's like, and she makes an iteration of it and gives it to all the homeless and destitute children?
Oh, yeah. She's, like, from the Middle East or something?
She's like a modern-day Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of money.
I do that. I do that with all my leftovers. I blend it all up and then I freeze them into like little Capri Suns and then I pass them out and it's just
Taco.
They get their protein.
That literally, I gag.
What's wrong with that?
My gag.
It's a home cooked meal.
Yeah.
I heard that Demi has a positive 5 eyesight.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got new glasses. The girl got new glasses last night.
Is she wearing them?
Not yet. They have to. That's one of the things. They have a lab in house, but they're like, prescription's too big. It's gonna have to be sent out.
You said positive five.
Yeah. What is it?
Plus five, right?
Yeah. It's a positive sign.
Yeah, but you don't.
I knew what you meant.
Do you say two positive side two?
Dude, you just said you didn't want to start out like
exactly. Yeah. Now you're nitpicking her.
Hey,
I knew what I meant. Knew what she meant. All right. So people are allowed to say other words, Josh, okay?
And people are allowed to do whatever they want with their own bag of chips.
You don't That's say, true. Do you That's say true. Minus for the reverse sign? Or do you say
subtract?
Or negative?
I don't know.
What's the opposite of what well, you said positive?
Yes, yeah. It'd be
yeah,
negative.
Negative. Yeah, I guess that. Oh, wow. Say, I never thought
do
about
you
that.
Say negative?
It would be minus. You would say minus.
That's what I would say, probably minus.
Yeah. Mm.
Speaking as a person who literally did that for a living, you would say minus.
Yeah. So can I tell you? Doctor. Can I tell you a story?
I was not an eye doctor.
Do you want to do a story?
Josh had glasses.
No, stop.
No.
Let's play a song. Play a song.
We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that.
What's your deal?
We're getting back to that.
It's like when, as soon as we turn on the cameras, she just wants to just fight me.
Is this another story?
No. Don't talk about that. What are you doing?
We used to have the same eyesight, though.
Do you want a song?
Now you're perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now she doesn't wear glasses. And so now she has to wear glasses.
Yeah.
Yes, I would like a song, please.
Woo! Song.
What are you feeling?
Something.
Maybe like melodic.
Melodic.
You should, I don't know, maybe sports season. We should maybe do something. Maybe we could do some sports or something. Sports themed or.
All right. Like.
Possibly. And those two together.
The real football.
So possibly. So like.
The real football.
The real
football. Yeah, so OG soccer. Yeah.
Football.
Oh.
All right.
Soccer, what they named it the first time.
Football.
Mm-hmm. Melodic soccer song.
Okay. Right. Let's do it.
Melodic football.
Channel the energy.
Here we go.
There we were. On the pitch, ready to play with the guys. Put on me boots, had a run. I've never had so much fun.
Who'd have thought that my life would turn out just like this? That's when I saw the soccer ball. I just knew it wouldn't miss. And that's when I felt Kyle kicked me below the belt.
As it hurt really bad, that took me by surprise. He took aim, took the shot, hit me right between the thighs. Right between the thighs. Right between the thighs.
I got up, wiped my tears. There's no way I could quit, so I sucked it up. Pass the ball, there's no time to throw a fit.
We carried on, kicked about, looking for a goal, there's no doubt. I saw a hole, I took the shot. This is my moment, believe it or not.
Thought it was in,
but Kyle did it again.
What on earth, what's your deal? At this point I'm not surprised. Did you do it all? When you hit me between the thighs, I'm going home to start my show. It's ninjas and butterflies. I hope you're glad with what you did. This is episode 59. Episode 59. It is episode 59.
You did me dirty, Kyle.
How dare you, Kyle? Get back.
Here.
I'm taking my ball, I'm going home.
You got another one coming for you, Kyle.
I tell you, my father hears about this.
Wait till my father hears about it.
There you go.
Wow, that was really good. You guys, so
fun.
Funny, so clever.
That was fun. We wrote that, and I cannot, the rhythm is tough for me, because it sounds a lot like, Lily's coming in.
Is there like a liquid death in there or something?
Oh, yeah.
Liquid death.
Wait, can I have one?
There's a yellow Red Bull.
Did you hear?
Sweet tea. You want a sweet tea?
Yeah.
Or
I want a liquid death. I'll Venmo you. I know they're $1,000.
I just want the flat one. The
neither of those.
Oh,
are
the lime. I like the lime.
I like the buried alive. Are you nervous?
No.
I haven't ate. I don't think. You want this one?
Yeah.
Did you hear that joke that Shane Gillis said on Theo Von?
Which one?
With the he's like Liquid Death.
You didn't want to throw it at me.
Oh. Shane like grabbed him. He's like Liquid Death, and Theo's like, yeah, man, it's water. And he's like, what is this? Is it from Flint, Michigan?
Oh no.
But it's true.
Everyone be quiet.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, my bad.
Today, when this podcast is coming out, is Friday the 13th.
That's today. Ooh. Today.
Ooh, yuki.
When this is happening.
Today, right now, October 13th.
Is October the 13th, which is a Friday.
Ooh.
So this is a question sent in by a viewer regarding today.
Ooh, okay, cool.
Today's question sent in by a viewer. Are only wimps superstitious? I would say no. Right off the bat, because I kind of feel like superstitions are real.
Okay. That's
would you agree?
I would agree. I'm highly
pretty superstitious.
Same.
Yeah.
You believe like the whole knock on wood stuff? Is that like that's superstition? Like that's it's a bunch of baloney.
No.
I won't step on a crack.
Yeah.
Making mama's back. It's a bunch of baloney. I would say, only wimps are superstitious because it just doesn't make sense. Like superstitions aren't a real thing. Like it's a real thing, obviously, but they're not factual, you know?
They definitely are.
I mean, like I've broken mirrors before. I've walked under ladders. I've spilled salt.
You've also led a very unlucky
salt
life.
Or something. You have salt over there?
There's some right here. See? The salt right here. Boom.
I think
don't even open this up.
Take the lid off.
Don't do it.
I wouldn't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay.
Don't do it. Throw it over your shoulder
you gotta
right
throw that
now.
Over your shoulder.
What happens? I'm not going to do it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to spill all this
salt. I would just throw that over your shoulder right now.
My
that's
toes
not
are curling.
Sketchy. Oh, yeah. What's the worst that could happen? What's the worst that could happen, Josh? Spilling my salt. This is ridiculous.
Andy?
What's going on?
Don't freak out.
Oh, stop it.
But there is a 6-foot owl, man.
What are you talking about?
Pointing a gun right at you.
Where?
What have you done, Andy?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who... What do you want, man? What do you have? That's a fake gun, right?
Throw this all over your shoulder right now, please.
Oh, I can't. I can't. I can't.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
I said, empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas are dead.
Did I scare you? I did spill my water.
Oh.
Now you've got a table full of salt.
That really does give me the willies, by the way.
I'm going to come with the vacuum later.
Seriously, throw it over your shoulder.
Did you throw it over your shoulder?
No.
Andy, do it.
Just do it a little.
I'm not going to do a little bit.
Andy.
You can't throw it over my shoulder.
It's your left shoulder.
Okay. I did it.
You got to do it. You got to cross it over
like
that.
He did.
He's got to do it himself.
How are we?
We'll see. Very, very good. Super superstitious. I'm not superstitious. I'm just a little stitious.
What's that from? I was trying to remember the whole time.
The what?
That quote.
Oh.
Oh, it's from the office.
Yeah, that's why you should watch it.
What's that song? It's like, very superstitious.
Yeah, we're singing it.
We were just
beginning.
Singing it.
Oh, really?
Stevie Wonder.
What's that song? It goes, very superstitious.
Is Stevie Wonder? No, I don't think that's it.
You guys are bullies.
No, it's like the guy who's he's famous. He's a legend in music history. Like he's a black guy. He's blind.
John Mayer,
arguably blind.
Stevie Wonder.
No, that's not it. He has like long dreads.
Yeah, there's like rumors of him like not being blind.
Yeah,
like
Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
No, that's not it.
Anyways, moving on.
Dude, you see the clip of I forget who it was on stage, but like they were trying to like give him a shout out and they like blew him a kiss.
Yeah,
person next to him had to be like. Hey,
his wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like testing him. His reaction, if he would have been.
Speaking of shout outs, I want to give this family a shout out. The Bagleys.
Oh, the Bagleys.
They came into our studio last week. And It was Alex, Ashley, Laura Bell, and Clara.
Yes.
And they were the coolest.
They are. And they're huge fans of the show.
Yeah.
And they love when we say poop. It's great.
It is a funny word.
Yeah. It's so funny.
It's kind of like a hobbit's last name.
Mm.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Doesn't it?
I'm not going to knock over your guitar. There you go. Sorry.
The Bagleys.
Oh, yes. In the Shire.
Of Bagend.
You had to come back so I can meet you.
Bagley's a Bagend.
Yeah, no joke. You guys literally pass each other in the parking lot.
I know, that stinks.
Before we get started, let's just briefly talk about The Golden Bachelor. And I know there's people that come and are like, I don't want to, you guys are talking about it.
Oh, not The Golden Bachelor.
Listen,
again.
That was the purest thing ever.
Did you guys watch it?
It's the first
time I've ever watched any Bachelor show.
It's so different.
And it was wild, dude.
It was so sweet.
Yeah.
The man, what's his name?
Gary.
Gary is
Papa Gary.
The sweetest man.
A sweetheart.
And that one dude on TikTok, he's like, he said, I will not watch another episode until they get rid of Gary because I care too much about him.
Yeah, he has to replace him with somebody I don't care about.
Yeah, I didn't know they did like highlights at the end throughout the whole season. Like,
yeah.
They show a lot and it spoils kind of a lot in my opinion. But
okay, yeah, and they do that. But in this one, I feel like they particularly spoiled a lot. Like we found out about people that he let go. Like,
yeah.
They made names. And I'm
almost like cutting it off after the rose hits because I'm like, I don't want to see highlights. I don't want teasers of what's happening next week. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of a show.
Also, Jimmy Kimmel's aunt being on it. Yeah, was so funny.
So is that like normal? They have like one or two comic relief people? Or
no. Never.
Okay, that's funny.
I mean, like they usually, I think it happens organically or like the producers like find out who is going to be like slightly
involved. But they don't have like somebody who's not involved.
Exactly.
Okay, that's, that was funny.
This was unique.
I don't want Jimmy Kimmel enough to know that like she the segments that they do with her, but I know his uncle or the cousin that would always does stuff. It's really, really funny.
We got to make our guesses, but I forget all the names. So
I know.
I say by next week, we have to have the number one because they haven't introduced really everybody.
Yeah, Why don't I make a poster board? Because this will be helpful. I can make a poster board with each of their pictures and their names underneath.
Okay.
So that we can have a
reference. Or a PowerPoint.
But then how many
are
presented
to you? Our
movie
turned off.
No!
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 I'll do a poster board.
Do you see the Jimmy Fallon bit? Where he's talking about the strike. He was like, we haven't had a season in so long. He was like, he showed the last Bachelor and then showed this one.
Oh, yeah. Very funny, Jimmy.
Very funny.
And it's kind of interesting how Jimmy Fallon, he's coming back and he's doing the show and everything like that. Now the writers are back. But he kind of went, I thought like legit he was going to get canceled because of all the stuff that came out about him. But now it's like nothing happened.
What came out about him?
Like he came out, there was I think New York Times or Rolling Stone, they did an article. They interviewed 80 people that had worked on for Jimmy. Only 16 of them went on record, and all of them had, none of them had one good thing to say about working with him.
That stinks.
And they have cry rooms, apparently. Apparently, he's like, his attitude's very erratic and like hot and cold. You never know what kind of Jimmy you're going to get, which is like, sounds just like a normal boss, but he's got like, yeah, exactly. It sounds like,
yeah.
Yeah. That's so lame. I've always admired him.
Yeah, I know, but you don't really know what's true and what's not. And I mean, I can't imagine having his job, having to be that cheesy guy all the stinking time.
Yeah.
Every single day you're doing a show.
Yeah.
Every day.
Speaking of doing a show.
Yes.
Did you hear about that volcano that's happening in Italy right now?
No.
No.
What is it? There's a volcano that's going off?
No. So this is what's happening.
Okay.
It's called, I don't speak Italian, so
I do.
Bear with me. This.
Yeah, we do. Me and
it's
Andrew do.
Can't be. F-L-E-G-R-E-I. Falegre. Falegre.
Campi Falegre? Is that what you're talking about?
Campi Falegre.
Campi Falegre.
That's like a household name in there.
Campi Falegre.
Dude, yeah, I can't believe you haven't heard of that.
Have you heard of Campi Falegre?
All the time.
I feel you have
that's
to
my
listen.
Roman Empire.
Anyways, this thing is, it's sitting over this giant basin of magma.
Magma.
And it's supposedly the second most powerful supervolcano on Earth.
Uh-oh.
Next to Yellowstone?
Yes, Yellowstone would be number one. This would be number two.
Wow.
This past week, there have been two major earthquakes from that mountain.
Uh-oh. That's bad news.
And that it's gone so far as to they've set up evacuation plans.
Yes.
But like, if this thing goes off, we're talking like half of Italy.
Haven't we learned from Pompeii?
I was about to say, isn't that from
But
over
it's
there?
So big, too, that Mount Vesuvius, you know?
Yeah.
Which is also in Italy.
I love Vesuvio pizza.
Mount Vesuvius.
Yes.
Can't be Vesuvius.
Ah, yes.
But supposedly they speculate that the magma, it's like connected. So like uh-oh. if Campe Flegre went off, Mount Vesuvius would go off at the same time too. And
it's the
they
gateway,
said
gateway volcano.
They said it would be so intense and catastrophic that it would send the entire Earth into a prolonged 2 to 3 year winter.
Fart.
Like the cool. Smoke would just blanket.
Yeah, like the
596 or whatever that was.
Yeah, the scariest year in human history.
Yeah. You
need to go buy like grow lights to sit under.
Yeah.
Mamma mia. That's what I have to say.
The president of the National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology.
Sure.
I'm just going to call him Carlo, confirmed that the eruption is a present and near scenario.
Dude. So this would affect everyone globally.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
They said the global temperature would drop 2 degrees Celsius.
So, and...
Which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's a lot.
Honestly, oh, yeah. like, don't we need it, though?
I don't know. We want that.
What if Mother Nature is curing herself?
Wow.
Have we thought about that?
Have you ever thought about humans or the virus?
Yeah, maybe we're the sickness, guys.
Get rid of us,
man. If Italy gets wiped out, I'm going to be so miffed that we've never been.
If Italy gets wiped out?
Italy's going to be wiped out.
Or you'd be upset that a lot of Italian people died.
That too, obviously.
This just in, Italy just completely wiped off the map from a super volcano. There's Lily.
What?
No!
Now I had tickets!
We'll never go!
I wanted to get pasta there!
Also, 600,000 people immediately evaporated. Ugh.
Ugh.
Darn it.
That's so selfish.
What's the shift in degrees?
The pizza,
Two
though.
Degrees Celsius.
-2 degrees Celsius.
Gotcha.
Celsius.
And,
-2 degrees... It would go down to -2 degrees
no,
Celsius?
No, it would drop to.
Would drop what?
Drop. It would drop 2 degrees
okay.
downward from what it is now.
Okay. Wait. What?
Hold on.
Hang on. What?
What is that in Fahrenheit?
Negative or two plus that?
Listen, we're going to listen to this podcast back, and you're going to hear the way that you framed it. You said... At first you said it's going to drop 2 degrees Celsius.
I'm like, yeah, that's right. The correct way.
Okay, yeah. No, that makes sense. And then you said to negative. And then I'm like,
no.
All the way there?
No, to, said, no, to subtract. Subtracting
Listen,
two.
What were you going to say, Andrew?
To put it into perspective, since 1880, the Earth's temperature has only risen about 2 degrees Fahrenheit. On average. So 2 degrees Fahrenheit.
What's the conversion on that?
I have no idea.
Yeah, to be truthful, I don't even know how cold 1 Celsius is.
Me neither. What is that?
Zero is freezing, 100 is boiling. Which
Celsius?
Makes, yeah, which makes so much sense to just simply do that.
Yeah, they do.
The stinking pirates, man. They took the metric system away from us because that was a part
so
of that,
So what's
right?
the global temperature now on Earth?
Oh, I don't know that. I just know it's...
Look it.
Yeah, it's a big article. Give
okay,
no, just look. Type in.
I think 1 Celsius is equivalent to 32 Fahrenheit. So, 32 is 64. So it would go down.
Hold on.
No.
But if we subtract that,
wait. One Celsius is not 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah, it might be because if zero is freezing,
wait,
32 what? Degrees Fahrenheit would be
100. Is just 100 is boiling.
Google it!
What am I Googling? We've asked so many questions.
The global temperature right now.
Well, and then what is a Celsius to a Fahrenheit?
All I know is I need to put a hoodie on. I'm kind of cold right now.
It's happening!
It has to at least be 4 degrees Celsius in here.
The average surface temperature on Earth is approximately 59 degrees.
Celsius?
15 degrees Celsius.
Okay.
So then... Then do
13. What are we accomplishing here?
Moving on.
Do 13 Celsius to Fahrenheit, right? To find out what the Fahrenheit is going to be.
I don't.
Where'd you get 13?
15 minus 2. Right?
Yeah.
I regret the pirates.
And if my
And if my house, degrees. If my house is 73 degrees, what does that mean? Can we do the math on that?
No.
Okay.
163 degrees Fahrenheit if you're 73 centigrade.
What's the perfect house temperature, by the way? What are you guys saying?
70.
70?
No.
Yeah.
He's.
What is yours?
Maybe 70. We'll call it 72.
72?
Depends on the relative humidity.
But
it's,
when
if it's below 60%, then you can get up to 72. If it's above 60, you got to stay around 70.
Mm, humidity.
When you
it's
leave,
the one you prefer, go, Andrew. That's all I'm asking.
Depends on the time of the year.
So I guess 74. But when I go to sleep, 72.
Mm-hmm.
Or 74. 74 all day.
Speaking of the AC.
No.
In Celsius and Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this dude? I didn't even write his name down. This guy, he found some treasure in 1988. It's this ship. Should have looked up the name of the ship, too. Didn't write that down. Mm-hmm. I tried to write this note down fast. He, like, him and a couple of guys, like, figured out where this shipwreck was, and the ship was called the Ship of Gold.
Wow.
They went there. They explored it, and they found a lot of gold. Like, surprise. A lot of gold. And he sold the gold and made him personally $52 million.
Whoa!
And then here comes the U.S. government.
Ba-da-ba-ba-bow.
And they
are going to tax you.
They sent him an audit, and they said, we just need to know how much gold you have or had. And he said, no. And they said, you have to tell us. And he's like, I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right.
Jail.
You're going to jail.
No way.
They put him in jail. His sentence was 2 years.
Bro.
And it was 2 years contingent on him telling them, one, how much gold he had, and two, where's the shipwreck? And
why?
After the 2 years, bro. He goes, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, forget.
And they're like, okay. And on top of him being in prison.
Don't say it.
I mean, he's been there for 7 years now.
Oh, he's still there?
Bro.
Yeah. And he has to pay a penalty of $1,000 per day that he's in jail. And he's just like, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. And so they're holding him indefinitely. Like, they don't. There's
they haven't
not
seized his assets, though. Like, they don't have his money, though, right?
They probably do.
USA,
I don't know.
USA, your bitter is showing.
Yeah. You jealous, USA?
Yeah. What are you, jealous?
Jealous because you can't find gold for your own?
Yeah.
You go out and find gold.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, yeah.
I'm just kind of thinking of him. I'm like, why? I don't want to be in prison.
Dude, and it's so
like, what
easy.
Are you going to do with $52 million in prison?
He's literally, he's just so stubborn.
But what if he found something in the shipwreck that would...
That's more than money.
And that's why the U.S. is like, where's the ship?
Yeah, because they know what's on the ship.
That's why there's more at stake.
Ancient technology. Oh, yeah. What if ancient technology is on this ship that would alter something?
How is that not a bargaining chip, though, saying, I'm not telling you until you get me out of prison and like you secure it. Like you, like, I don't know how that works, but it's like, you got, there's
well,
gotta be a way.
Well, that's what they
like,
were going
to
do.
It's like, if he dies in prison, guess what? So long on your hopes of trying to find this ship.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
But I think it makes more sense that there's something on there that the U.S. really wants.
Yeah. More than just money.
And he's just like, it would be too dangerous if the government had their hands on it.
Yeah.
So I will stay in prison.
Noble.
It's KFC's recipe.
I will stay in prison.
No.
Oh.
The recipe that's on the boat. That's what was on the boat. That's some Coca-Cola's recipe or something.
The how many herbs and spices?
11. Yeah. Did you know that they follow on Twitter, KFC follows like, I think 11 herbs, like actual names, herb, guys named herb.
That's so funny. So
and then like, I think one funny. Spice Girl or something like that. I can't remember. Like that's, I can remember that joke, but.
That's so funny.
Did you hear about that guy that was working inside the government? He's, I don't know the technical terms or anything like that, but he got let go. He got, fired basically from his position because he was out, you know, he's going to prison, I'm pretty sure, because he was accepting bribes. And then no joke, he was like put in overseas, some like other countries. And he was talking with them and he was making deals under the table.
Yeah.
And they even found in a search history, they took it before the court. And he literally Googled how much is a gold bar worth.
It was.
He was given he was actually giving golden bars, millions of dollars.
Oh,
I forget.
He Googled it.
He's in the house. I was telling you about this. He's in the house and he's over defense or something like that. Like something really important.
This is a huge deal.
Yeah.
There's a ton of things that he wouldn't let happen or did let happen just because he was paid off.
buy Egypt, and yeah. they even bought his wife a Mercedes.
Yeah, it's dude, it's bonkers, man.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
If I was doing sketchy stuff, I would never feel comfortable spending any of the money.
I know, right?
It's like yeah. you see my Jeep is suddenly lifted like 10 inches. You're like, Andrew, where'd you get that money from?
I feel like my brain, I would not want that money in my account.
You could.
So I'd move it. I'd literally spend it as soon as I had it.
Or just, yeah, don't put it into account. Just sink get
it,
cash.
Sink it in a ship.
Bury it. Offshore bank account.
It's like that story, we won't say names, but like that kid in high school that, you know, some of our people that we know went to school with recently, and he was been talking in high school about how he would like been stealing credit cards and stuff like
oh,
that
yeah.
and buying stuff off of people's online. Ooh. And everyone's like,
I'll tell you later. Yeah, after. I don't wanna
everyone's
drop
like,
names.
No, you're not doing that. You're not doing that. And then suddenly they go back into the backyard.
He said, I'll show you. I'll show you. He said, he was a sophomore in high school.
Yes. That is so
And he went into
funny.
The backyard, dug up a trunk, and it was just stacked with cash.
Just insane.
And he's like, I didn't know this was illegal.
Oh, he definitely knew it was illegal because oh. someone. They also said that someone shot into his window once because
oh,
they like found where out where he was.
Yeah.
But yeah. Speaking of being shot at.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Did you see that video of the Grim Reaper in El Salvador?
No.
No, I saw the one at the funeral or the wedding or
the,
whatever.
The coronation.
Yeah, coronation for the king.
Funeral or the wedding.
Depends on how you look at it.
Split it down yeah. the middle. Coronation.
No, is it in Mexico?
El Salvador.
Oh,
close.
And this dude was, it's on video of, it was like a, looking out over a bridge mm-hmm. and this car got in a wreck, went off the side of the bridge. That person unfortunately died.
Oh no.
But right after they went
Stop
off,
it.
The Dumb. Semi truck drove past and on top of the semi truck, not even kidding you, a man in a dark cloak is just like looking down
what?
At where the car crashed.
Oh,
look at this.
That's Hold terrifying. On. Oh man, that's good footage too.
So it crashes.
Yeah.
And then, hold on. Oh, farts. Crashes, right? And then this truck.
What in the world, dude? That's so unnormal. That's so...
Unnormal.
Abnormal.
That's crazy.
All right, so it's hard to see.
That's right after the car goes off.
So the car went off there, right?
Yeah. Could it be AI?
No.
No, this is... Look that's a legit person so walking off, on top of the truck.
Semi-truck goes past. Dark hooded man standing on top of the truck.
Oof.
Going 60, 70 think, miles an hour.
I think that's the delivery truck for Spirit Halloween.
No,
oh,
Salvador.
Geez.
Yeah, going for the other, type of, the other type of spirit.
Is that freaky, though?
Yeah,
scary.
That's terrifying, dude. That's so scary. Could you imagine?
No, like even going, if it's not the Grim just, Reaper, what dude's standing
what
on top
doing?
Of a semi-truck going yeah. down the highway with a black coat on?
Yeah, he looks he's very just, like, tall, going, too.
I think it was AI.
It's their version of a Florida man.
Is that going to be your excuse for now? Anything when that scares you?
When I don't believe something, yeah.
Anything that you don't want to believe?
I can't discern. I'll show Josh a picture and he's like, that's AI.
This
like,
is
no idea.
We've
that's
seen
definitely
evidence.
Not AI.
We've seen evidence of this. This is the whole like truck dent and when she ran into your truck. Ooh, like that,
yeah.
the whole thing. It's AI. It's not real.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
that
yeah.
whole thing. It's literally, that's our MO now.
Yeah.
Hey.
Scary stuff.
Are we going to talk about pandas or are we not going to talk about pandas?
We have to Bro. Talk about pandas.
Guys,
Bro.
We're blowing the roof off.
I wrote a note down for it.
Guys, listen, how long ago was it? 3-4 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
When I gave you, and you all laughed at me, I told you that pandas were spies sent here by the Chinese people. They broke through the wall probably too. And now
the
they're.
Pandas.
And now the news is saying in the past week, China is saying no more panda diplomacy. We're taking our pandas back.
They've been exposed.
65 pandas all across the world are now being taken back to China because we are on to them.
We're on to you.
Listen, this is...
It's just weird how you said that.
It is weird.
1973!
And then 2 weeks later.
It's yeah, weird. That's weird.
50 years, oh, guys.
That shoot. Just means we are being watched.
I was about to say China's listening.
50 years. Now, can I expand on my conspiracy theory a little bit?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Sure.
Okay. 1973, this is when happens, right? 10 years later, when China's under new leadership, 1983, guess what happens? He says, I don't like that we gave them as gifts. I'm going to have them pay for it. Because they change. So he switches it up. $1 million a year per panda.
What?
Whoa.
Okay?
I'd pay $1
million. That we're paying the Chinese government?
Yeah, we're paying the Chinese government to have pandas in our country. Sounds like a really nice salary for a dude that's working as a panda. Right?
A spy.
Right?
Interesting.
Or funding the Chinese spy division.
Yep.
Oh, no.
But let's go back to 1983. They switch it. They're going to make payments, right? Guess what also happens in 1983 that includes pandas?
What?
The first panda was found, was given in Pasadena, California, okay. Right? 16 minutes away, 10 years later, Panda Express opens up for the first time in Glendale, California, 16 minutes away from where the pandas were originally given. Now, the guy that owns the panda, his name is Andrew, and his last name is C-H-E-R-N-G, so Chernk.
Chernk.
Oh, yeah. Now he's a multi-billionaire. Owns hotels in Las Vegas, owns $200 million property in Hawaii, and he opens, and he has a place in Henderson, Nevada. Guess what? That is the home of the most magnesium that's ever been found in the U.S.
What?
It was the magic metal for in the World War II. And both him and his wife are both mathematicians and have worked in the airfield. His wife works.
The owner of Panda
Express.
She's an engineer.
They're Asian. That's all of us.
Well, they started this thing, and obviously they knew how to run a business. But the thing is, it's just a little weird with their backgrounds, engineering backgrounds, airspace background, and then suddenly, he's just a mathematician, and suddenly just
is he Chinese?
Yep, he's a Chinese born guy. He was a they were foreigners.
So I'm
came here. It started.
Oh my gosh, I'm lost on how this is connected though. So the pandas in Pasadena, they open a Panda Express, and they own a magnesium farm and are good at math.
Basically, I'm just saying there's dots. Just, we could just connect them. I'm just saying there's a lot of, there's a lot of panda talk.
You set out a good thing and we just need to connect the dots.
Exactly.
Now.
And it will, I guarantee those two people might go missing in the next 2 weeks if they're smart,
Interesting.
Because China's like, they're on to us again. Dude, you guys got to get out of here. All Panda Expresses are going to be shut down.
If they do go missing or they die mysteriously.
Oh gosh.
You're on to something that no one's ever thought about. No one's ever thought about Sorry. This, Andy.
What are it's we, just, are it's we just naming a, this Pandagate?
Pandagate.
Pandagate.
Yeah, Pandagate or...
Pandas aren't real. Pandas are spies. Pandas are spies.
Here's the dealio.
This is our butterflies.
Who is the business consultant for the United States of America that allowed us to pay $1 million a year per panda to the Chinese government?
I don't know.
We can live without pandas.
Yeah, they're true. But they're all leaving. And the last one until next year of October of 2024, it's in Atlanta. The only one in America.
We should steal
it. So, yeah, we should steal it and hold it hostage, and we are going to interrogate the spy inside
Take
of it.
Take off its mask.
What do you know? Local wannabe celebrity Andy, famous on Ninjas of Butterflies podcast, was caught choking out a panda in Atlanta in Georgia this morning.
With like the panda head on your head, and just covered in blood.
I am panda!
Scary.
But also, he was in this top 100 group that helped with the Chinese and American relations as well.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
sweet. But interesting.
That's good.
Maybe he's an undercover spy.
Come he's right. playing the long game, Lily. Well, I mean, I'm just, what are the odds that they change up the panda rules and they open up their first Panda Express in the same year?
That's weird.
Within 10 miles.
Dude,
of
there
each
are
other.
More dots you can connect because Panda Express is now owned by McDonald's. McDonald's only uses the russet potato. Bill Gates owns all the farmland that grows the russet potatoes.
Oh, and guess what? The Chinese people are doing in America? They're buying up farmland. Dude. But yet they could take away our pandas?
We need to formulate this.
I say America does not hand back the panda.
Is Bill Gates the Chinese spy?
Got to.
Or is Bill Gates in the pocket of the Chinese government?
Or is Bill Gates a panda? Wait, is that too far?
I need it.
Wait, no, Andy. You did really good with other stuff, though.
We can cut that part out.
I need a graph.
Yeah, we're going to make a graph.
Oh, we're going to make it. I'm on it, dude. Yeah. It's just super strange. 50 years of diplomacy, and then suddenly 2 weeks after we mention it, it's...
That's interesting.
They're like, we can't let them see the zippers, dude. They're going to onto us. They're going to start looking for zippers and stuff. People at the zoo just with binoculars.
They don't have to be humans either, though.
No.
They could be like robots. Trained. Not even that. They could just be trained, highly intelligent animals.
You don't think they have...
How's it going to relay information?
You don't
yet?
Think they have... Okay.
Neuralink.
After every baby is born, they have to be sent back to China. And after they're 4 years old, they have to be sent back to China.
So they train them.
Hold on.
They put something in them and they train them.
Or no, is 4 years
it's
like...
It's just a camera in their head.
Maybe.
They could easily put like a tracker or like an audio listening thing. It's just like, but like, they're just, why would they listen to it? Just inside of captivity? This captivity footage is crazy.
Oh, but also speaking of pandas.
Okay.
We gotta not go anywhere! Ay, ay, ay! What is that mountain rumbling for?
Oh, no, I'm very scared.
It's about to erupt.
Oh, but first, you know what I want to do?
What's that?
Go to patreon.com/ninjasandbutterflies.
Ay, ay, ay.
We just started the Patreon account and it's going fantastical.
Yes.
Can I stop that now?
Yeah, we can stop that.
Hey, guys, we're on Patreon now. And if you don't know what Patreon is, it's literally a website where we can upload more content for exclusive people like exclusive content for people like you.
Exclusive people.
Absolutely. You are exclusive because I can't get my hands on
it. So we have a different tier system to where there's different packages you can get. Really cool stuff. Discounts on merch. The podcast after the podcast.
Live Q&As.
Songs. We have there's one tier that we have a chat exclusive to us and we can talk to you that way.
Listen, if you love Ninjas and Butterflies, you're going to love Patreon. So go to patreon.com. They have an app as well. You download it. It's super quick. You can cancel anytime if you don't like our stuff, which is impossible.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies.
Ay, yay, yay.
Yeah, go now.
It's a rip.
That's probably insensitive.
Probably.
Yep.
No, it hasn't even happened.
Yeah, it hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened
yet. But if it does happen.
Oh, no.
Mamma mia.
Stop it.
Dude, if it does happen before.
We're all dead anyway. Where our pod doesn't exist.
I mean, not
it does. We'll just be cold.
We'll just be freezing.
Yeah. But I don't know if our satellites will work.
Maybe not.
Probably not. But, you know, we'll still probably do it, and we just do live podcasts. Guys,
this
come down to Florida.
This ad ended really fun. Wasn't that ad fun?
I had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Yay.
Yes.
It was fun.
I had a good time.
What's that?
I don't know.
I think you both kind of... the Illuminati.
Oh, shoot. Are we diving in already?
It's a hard thing to look at.
Yeah.
Not. It's a hard thing to research because let's just play this game.
Okay.
If the Illuminati is real, which I think it kind of is.
If
it's real, why are they going to let so much information out about them?
Mm-hmm.
They're very secretive.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. The Illuminati was, in fact, a real group in 1776.
Wow. In America?
No, in Bavaria.
Early.
Bavaria.
Would you call me?
In 1776 in Bavaria, this man named Adam Weishaupt. I'm Adam Weishaupt.
Hello.
He started a secret club called the Illuminati. And what he would do, the whole purpose was to have free thinkers to where they could usher in change into culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what they're saying is that we're going to bring in all these important people and we're going to talk about the future of like, why, how can we make it better? And or how can we gain more control and add to our wealth?
Yeah.
And it's rumored that the Illuminati played a big role in the French Revolution.
Interesting.
Like they are the ones that were whispering into people's ears of like, there needs to be a change. And like,
got
and so like kind of like,
oh,
forming
they're,
this,
they're,
like,
they're kind of the ones that riled them up.
But this
bit.
Was like the French Revolution happened 100 years after. So when was it? It was like 18.
All right, let's guess. 1863.
That's a good guess.
1793.
No. French Revolution, 1890.
1789 to 1799.
You were closest.
Barely.
What was it?
89 to 99.
Oh, so that's like right.
I literally said it.
The French Revolution? All right.
May 5th, 1789.
Remember.
You know something is we've had this conversation before.
We have. Anyways. What they would do is he started off with a very small group And this is the where the weird connections get. Weird. They started going and recruiting people in Freemason lodges, in Freemason temples.
Okay.
And so a lot of their rituals and stuff that they did in the Illuminati mimicked what they did in the Freemasonry stuff.
Do you think they did that on purpose to make them feel like more welcomed, or is it like
the Freemasons were very well connected people. They're usually politicians. In fact, I think almost every single president that we've had has been a Freemason, except for the exception of like one or two.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, if like they started adapting Freemason like rituals and stuff, it may have been easier for them to convert to the Illuminati because, oh, it's kind of similar.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's cool. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're doing it already.
So they were just growing. And so they had very well-respected men, very rich men, men that owned industries that were all part of this Illuminati. And I think they said it grew up to, they speculate in between like 200 people and 3,000 people.
Dang.
Okay.
But it was so secretive. And then it was in Bavaria. It was basically like the people were starting to talk, and like the, I don't know, we call him the leader of Bavaria. I don't know if he was a king or whatever.
Okay.
He's basically like, I'm seeing what's happening in France and stuff. He said, all secret societies are now banned. You cannot have a secret society. And so that's where they're like, oh, then we won't do the Illuminati anymore. And
wink.
But it's like,
what year was that?
What? When they banned the Illuminati? Well, they started in 1776.
Wait.
I love that they
1776.
Say, yeah.
That's specific.
Yes, and that they also think that it played a role in America.
I don't want to jump ahead in your story, but are you going to talk about like the seal?
What do you mean?
They train seals?
Like like our nation's the Great Seal.
Like the pyramid that's on our dollar bill.
Oh yeah.
You're going to get to that?
No, I'm not. I didn't write it down.
The phrasing on it, that was founded in 1782 is when it became our seal. And Novus Ordo Seclorum is literally, in Latin, on our bills, means new world order, new order of the ages.
Era nos declinis.
No, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm getting to like, okay, it was so well like intertwined within politics, and like I really think it was really in America too, as well as like Europe and stuff, like the changing tide and like becoming democracies and like free thinkers, but also the free thinking came with we're just going to gain more power, more control, more wealth, but we're the ones pulling the strings and everything.
We want to control everyone and make sure you guys are being free thinkers. I'm like, That's you're doing the opposite.
Appeal to the people's sensibilities while profiting off of them. So, I mean, like you will own nothing and be happy. That kind of phrasing, you know, similar thinking.
That's from the World Forum thing.
Yeah. Or whatever. I don't know what.
The World Forum. I forget. That's
the
phrase.
The Great Reset or whatever, right?
Well, it's called the World Forum. The guy, he's this Strauss, something Strauss, Hans Strauss, something like that. But they literally, their saying is, in the future, you will own nothing and you will be happy. That's literally what they
say.
And
think about the direction. I mean, like, this is a weird rabbit hole because I do want to hear about the Illuminati. But think about the direction that we're going in as a society where the gap between income and cost of living is growing so astronomically. I mean, they've done, like, decade over decade visuals of, like, in the 80s, what somebody would make. And what a house costs and what a car costs. And it was so proportioned to where you could live. And now buying a house is often like 5 or 6 times the cost of what people make. It's becoming impossible. So
because
people are renting.
BlackRock. And Vanguard.
I tell my kids that, and they ask about the future and like, you know, what they're going to inherit from me. And I tell them those exact words. You know,
you will own nothing and be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is it?
What am I looking for? I'm in an article.
Type in. What's the organization called? I thought it's the World Forum.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, there is something called the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Who's the president of it? It's like something Strauss.
It's where they, this year they did that weird dance and stuff like that.
Who lived.
Trevor Strauss.
Strauss is, I think he was somehow connected to the Nazis too, somehow.
Oh boy, typical.
Yeah. A lot of weird stuff. But you know that, I'm starting to go down a path, whatever.
I want to hear about the Illuminati.
Yes. So my thing is, it's all these people that you call them the crazy conspiracy theorists of like how the Illuminati has infiltrated the music industry.
Yeah.
And just all Hollywood, all this stuff, anything that these people just all of a sudden become really famous. But it's said that when you're approached by the Illuminati, that there's three things that you have to do, or one of three things that you have to do. Mm-hmm. One is you have to sacrifice someone, be willing to lose someone.
That's important.
Two is self-humiliation. So you have to be humiliated in front of the world because it's like we own you, so you need to look like a fool.
That's and what I did when the gender reveal. That's what was my initiation.
Yeah.
And the third is openly show your allegiance. So that would be all these musicians that are flashing the eye thing and like the merch of the Illuminati and like their concerts. It's like the devil and like all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like one of those three things.
You see Logan Paul throw it up on Andrew Schultz.
That's
podcast?
What I was going to get to.
He smacked him, dude.
What like happened? He
like, so you know, Andrew Schultz podcast.
No, I know who Logan Paul is, though.
Yeah, well, I showed you the picture of him. He follows us, actually. Andrew Schultz.
Hey, thanks, Andrew.
Uh-oh, are you going to hear what we're saying about you?
No, he's cool.
He can take it. He can take it.
But so, like, on the thing, I don't even know what they're talking about, but Logan Paul, like, went like this, and he, like, got mad.
He did it two or three times.
He got like, mad, and Andrew's, like, smacking his hand. He's like, stop doing that.
Yeah. Spooky.
Like, everyone who saw it was like, that was really out of character. Like, Andrew was really mad. So it was like, you don't really know what's happening there, like, but it's like, it's wacky.
I don't want to be associated with what weird stuff you got going on.
And Logan, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. But is the Illuminati, what you're alleging though too, is that it has satanic roots?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's probably people listening to this that have relatives or are in fact in the Freemason scene. But I mean I've been into a Freemason temple. In fact, my great great grandfather was a 32nd degree Freemason.
You peed in that temple, right?
Not in that. Oh, I did actually in that one.
Nice. Yeah,
nice. Two temples. I'm just gonna do a world tour of finding creepy temples to pee into.
Into the bathroom.
No, in like on the main floor.
On the offering table.
In the middle of the service.
But
I'll just be a minute.
Oh, their practices that these rituals that they do within the Freemason Lodge, it's like it's freaky and evil, and it's like mock sacrifice, and like we must observe the stars and
chanting.
Like they chant and like walk in circles and like freaky stuff.
Yeah, do you see what you're doing? Like
yeah. And weird. So of course it's like there's good and there's evil. And from what I've seen, I think the whole Freemasonry thing, especially it being rooted in the Illuminati, is in fact evil.
Yeah.
Not
saying that everybody that's in it is evil, but they might not be aware of what's happening.
Because there's the degrees. So like 32nd degree is like the highest you can get. So that's like where you're more intertwined into the bigger picture.
So it's not like this stuff is like it's in the past. Like people are still doing it. Like the people that are really in those levels that are deep are still doing things that are really messed up. There's probably people that are on the surface of it where it's like, that's nothing. You see them in the parade running around and stuff. It's like, it's not a big deal. But then
but it's talked about like, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but that podcast that David Dobrik was on, and he was talking about his friend, she was like very pretty and stuff, and like she wanted to be famous, and he like walked down because she lived in the apartment below him at the time. He walked down there, walked in, and there was a man with a suit on, and she's like, get out. And he's like, okay, that's weird. Goes back up, she comes up and she's like sobbing, and she said this man was from the Illuminati, and he says, I can make you anything you want to be, but someone will have to die, and it has to be your mother. And
that's what they say happened to Kanye.
Yeah, well, that one song that just came out.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's AI written or not.
It doesn't sound like AI, and it seems like one of those unreleased ones.
It's like it was on TikTok this past week, and Kanye is like literally saying, "The Illuminati killed my mom. The Illuminati took away my wife," and like was going on.
So he's feeding into this.
Yeah, and that's why I think, like, with Kanye, I feel like he just kind of hit a point, like, if he was, in fact, really saved, you know, like, came to know Christ, he's like, I don't want to be any part of this anymore. But it's like, they're like, too bad.
Too bad. You're in this position because of what we did.
We're going to.
And then it seems like he just went crazy after that.
We have to collect. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps. Yeah. This is so spooky.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's just like, I believe it's real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because I just think there's so much happening in this world that we just don't know about.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to gloss over and not like some of this is real, but there's like, no, there's legitimate stuff. And there's like, what does David Dobrik have from getting out of that? Like saying that story, what does he get out of that?
Yeah.
And it's like, why would he lie? Yeah. Why, like he never speaks on that kind of stuff. And it's like, he's usually pretty positive and lightworked, but it's like, he's being very genuine in that. And like, it makes me like, it just confirms more and more stuff. So you see, it makes you think about celebrities, how they act out sometimes more like, it's like, I mean, I know like the whole Britney Spears thing was always like someone said, oh, it was a distraction from, you know, what Bush was doing at that time. A news thing, or it was an Illuminati thing. But then you think about Will Smith laughing at a joke, and then 5 seconds later, he's up on stage.
So that would be you have to be humiliated. Yeah. So Will Smith's thing was like, I have to go.
Yeah. Or,
punch my friend.
Even there's like just
Kanye to Taylor. Yeah. That was a big thing when all that started slipping.
But also a big one, like the most like visually looking conversion of someone not being in the Illuminati, then all of a sudden being in the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Call it what you will, but I like Doja Cat,
Sam Smith.
Yeah. Sam. I mean, they flip the script, dude.
Yeah.
Like just freaky stuff that they're putting out now. Yeah. Like one of her recent music videos, she's like singing with like Satan on her shoulder I belong to you or like whatever the lyrics were. I was like,
and you're like, maybe it is just a creative decision. I don't like it. Like, it's not my cup of tea, but whatever. But then it's, you just look at it so often throughout our history, you're like, it just seems like, why will you go that route specifically?
Yes, yeah.
Like so many
specific.
other people have done that.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem unique. It doesn't seem creative. It doesn't seem original. So it's like, is there something to this? Because people say that there are. So it's like, it makes me feel like a crazy person when we talk about this.
I know.
But it's like,
Josh and I've talked about this in our home and like, you know, the Bible doesn't explicitly say this, but we can infer, and like theologians have inferred, and this is, I mean, it's not important, but they say that it was before the fall of the angels. There was possibility, just with some of the language that we hear around Satan when he was, Lucifer, when he was an angel, is that it was possible that he was like the worship leader of the angels.
He was like, he said, talks about his music abilities.
His musical, and how he was a leader and he was set apart amongst the angels. And so he could have been like the actual worship leader. So why would he not target the music industry?
Because he knows how powerful and moving it can be.
Wow. Influential music can be.
That's an interesting theory. That's crazy.
Right?
That's wild. That's so scary, dude.
It's so scary.
I feel like the lights got darker as we're talking about this.
So it's such a Friday the 13th episode. But, and then too, I mean, you think about like the 27 Club, and I know we've talked
about
that before.
That's what I was going to get into
next. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's, I mean, because like the first one right off the bat, do you know who Robert Johnson is?
No.
Okay. He's this, his story, it's so freaky, his story.
Okay.
So this was in the early 1900s. No, mid.
It was like when jazz was popular, right?
It was blues.
Blues.
Are we? First of all, can we accept the fact that we were born in the 1900s right now?
Yeah, that's weird.
That's so crazy
to
think about.
Up when Robert Johnson, his album came out.
Which album?
He only had two, I think.
He's that black blues musician who was off of, they based him on Old Brother Ward, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the story. He had a terrible home life. They like just terrible, like very poor. His dad died and his stepdad was really mean to him and abusive. And so he was in and out of the house, moving all over the place, but he was obsessed with music. Mm. And they said that he was amazing at harmonica, but all he wanted to do was play the guitar. And he would travel around and play the guitar and he was terrible. And he would go into these clubs where I forget the guy's name, but they were like a really good known blues band at the time. And when they would take like their cigarette break or whatever, he would go up on stage and start playing. Mm-hmm. And the people were like, can you get this guy off the stage? He sounds so bad. He's terrible.
Yeah.
And even the guy, they interviewed him, not Robert Johnson, but the other blues guy. He's like, yeah, I remember. Like it was awful.
Yeah. Just trashed him.
And then the story goes, he got married. His wife died, and then so he's like, I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
And so he was gone for a year, And then he came back, and they said that he was one of the best guitar players in the world. And the guy's like, I don't, they interviewed the blues guy. He's like, I don't understand how you can learn all that stuff in a year. And Robert Johnson wrote a song about Me and the Devil. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
And another song called Crossroads. And the whole story is that along the cross, he was walking on and he hit this crossroad and it was midnight and a man came out and he said it was the devil. And Robert Johnson's carrying his guitar and was like, do you want to be the best in the world? And Robert Johnson's like, yes. So the devil took the guitar, tuned it, played a song, gave it back, and he was the best guitar player in the world.
What?
And he says, but you will, you won't have this forever. Like, you will lose something.
Yeah.
Went back, started getting real popular, got married. His wife almost immediately died after getting married. Gosh. And then he was only, I don't even know, a couple of years into being a musician, right at the brink of becoming like the most famous person. And then someone poisoned him and he died at the age of 27.
What?
And so that started the whole thing of all these musicians that blow up and they're like the best, like a Jimi Hendrix. Kurt Cobain,
Amy Winehouse.
Was that Morrison? Didn't Morrison die at 27 too?
I don't know.
Or was that later? No,
but they all die Janis at 27. Joplin. 27.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's just, it's the weirdest.
Weirdest coincidence on the whole planet.
Yeah, he only participated in two recording sessions, one in San Antonio in 1936, one in Dallas in 1937, and then passed away the following year.
It's just weird too because the people that it's happened to are such pioneers in the music industry. It's like they're so,
they said that Robert, because of Robert Johnson, that's why we have rock and roll today.
Wow.
They said the way he played the guitar and sang it, that led to the rock and roll era.
Yeah. That was right before Elvis and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Golly, man.
It's weird.
Yeah. That's so strange. And the fact that it's corroborated, like people like saw the story, like they, oh man,
it's so weird.
Scary.
And
did you say corroborated?
Corroborated.
So, but let's celebrate too, amongst all of this evil, like so much good happens though too. And like, I do. And like, there's light and there's dark. And of course, Satan would look for influence in the music industry. And just, there's just so much poison, but also so much light. And did you see that Kat Von D was saved?
No.
The famous tattoo artist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. She was like big into the occult, right? Like
big into
like
the witchcraft and all that stuff. She was saved. She was baptized last week.
Yep.
It's crazy.
The crazy.
Gabagool. The gremlins. Blah,
blah, blah. Crazy.
That's cool. That's
so awesome. Cool.
But Taylor Swift.
Is Taylor Swift part of the Illuminati?
Probably. Have you heard of the conspiracy theory about the Jets?
No.
Because 3 months ago, if you would have Googled Taylor Swift Jets, you would have gotten articles all about her emissions. Like your jet emissions, all that stuff. Like people were like,
physical jets.
Yeah, people were like,
I thought it was like the football team too.
That's what I'm saying. Oh. 3 months ago.
Oh,
listen, 3 months ago, you would have got articles about her jets emissions. Now, you type in Taylor Swift jets. What do you get?
Oh, her at the Jets football game.
And it's just like how people play it. Like, and it's like, so there's just a ton of stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah. And what's his name, Joe Jonas or whoever's getting a divorce or something like that. They're talking about his wedding ring and everything, like, because he wasn't wearing his wedding ring. It was a big deal. And then suddenly he has a ring footage that goes viral a week later. And so when you type in Joe Jonas ring, you type in, it comes up with the footage. And so it's just things like that, like PR stunts,
SEO consultants.
We're becoming a like TMZ conspiracy podcast.
I'm too lazy to go out and chase. So we're just gossipers.
It's so funny.
Did you hear about this?
Help us out. Let us know what your favorite tabloid is. And
no, but that's all I got in the Illuminati right now.
That's wild stuff, man. It's super. Yeah. Because that's all tied in with Bohemian and Grove too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all connected, dude. Like,
that's the thing. Bohemian Grove is a real thing.
Yes.
That politicians refuse to talk about.
Allowed to.
So it's like, so right there, that's proof that there's something darker and deeper. That's a weird society, whether it's Illuminati or not, whatever you want to call it. There's something weird going on.
Why are we not comfortable about it?
What's in the middle of the Bohemian Grove? What's the statue?
Moloch.
Owl.
What's on the seal of the Illuminati when they founded in the late 1700s?
An owl. That's another thing. The Illuminati thing. their image was the owl.
Yeah.
It was like the pyramid in the like with an owl. So the owls and pyramid stuff has always been a part of this occult thing.
They made me put that on my desk.
No.
Who?
Oh no!
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 Anyways.
I have a question.
Okay.
Oh my gosh!
Hey, question corner with Lily,
where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Viewers, forgive us.
So sorry.
This is perfect.
Viewers, forgive us. This is Friday the 13th. It's gonna be spooky. Anticipate another spooky episode later this month.
It's October, baby.
Hey, spooky season.
My question is: do you have a hunch about the manner in which you're going to die?
Whoa.
Do I have a hunch?
Goodness gracious. That's so morbid.
Do you want me to change it?
Yeah.
Fine. No, we have to give quick answers real quick, though.
Okay.
I imagine I choke on something.
Yeah, yours is food related.
Mine's definitely food related.
It's going to have to be something with me pooping so much.
Yeah, dehydration. No,
Elvis way, dude. Go out like Elvis.
Yeah, I'll probably have some other allergy I don't know about and just die.
You'd become allergic to air.
Yeah, it might be anaphylaxis. A cancer.
Not even a fun one.
It's terrible. You could have done a fun one.
I don't actually think I'm going to choke on a chicken wing and die.
I don't think I'm going to poop to death.
Listen.
Hey, quick thing while she's pulling up a second question. Have you heard the theory about Elvis like faking his death?
Yes.
Like that being a part of the Illuminati thing too, because he never traveled anywhere outside.
He wanted to get out.
Yeah, so he wanted to get out, but something embarrassing. Why would he? Someone's like, why would he, if he staged his death, why would he pick that way of going? It's like, because it's the most embarrassing way to die as the king of rock. He probably would have thought that was hilarious though.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting.
Who knows?
I can't think of anything that's like minimally spooky. Ugh.
Questions are fresh on our mind, but not today. They're a little stale. They're not fresh.
Stop it.
They're day old question.
If you could have the credit for creating any piece of art, painting or music or movie, which piece of art would you choose?
Interesting.
Say it one more time.
And based on your choice, is it based on money or fame for having created the piece? Or is it because you really love it?
Oh, so okay. You pick one piece?
One piece created it.
That's a good question. Very good question. Could it be like an object of an invention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
As long as it's like a little artistic.
Okay.
I'll do the Statue of David.
Dumb.
What?
I thought you were going to do like a movie or something.
No.
All right. Statue of David.
A piece of art. Man. Is a hot dog art?
Yes.
I want to be the inventor of a hot dog.
All right.
You're like, Andy, the inventor of the hot dog.
Cool.
That'd be such a cool thing to do.
The pyramids.
Pyramid.
Oh, ooh, see, cool.
See, I had to have the hot dog so you could have the pyramids.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Statue of David like scale-wise? I haven't actually seen it in person.
It's huge.
It's ginormous.
Part of it are huge.
Why do we care about the Mona Lisa?
Huh?
Yeah, it's absolutely ginormous. And like they see like he has his hand like bent at one area where it's like there's a muscle showing. If he didn't have his finger bent that way, that muscle wouldn't have shown. But it's it's so detailed.
Gosh.
It's crazy.
Did you see the Michelangelo thing? Same artist. Where it's because he was so familiar with anatomy because he would take in like corpses and like...
Yeah. Kind of like, psycho stuff, yeah.
Yeah, weird stuff. But the painting that he made of Adam reaching out to God,
yeah,
it was anatomically correct, but the image of God with all of the angels and stuff like that is a direct correlation to the
brain.
The brain, the anatomy of the brain. So God being...
It's like mapped out how the brain looks.
Bro.
I butchered that explanation, but I'll have to send you a video about it.
No, I've never
and
known
like
that.
The God and stuff would be like the frontal lobe and like it's wild.
How cool is that?
I'll show you a picture of like, but then that's, people are saying that Plato or Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Michelangelo did that showing that he didn't believe in God, that God was only like we
a concept of your brain or something. Oh, lame.
Yeah.
I like Plato better.
He invented Plato.
That's what I'm saying. That's like, yeah, that's Plato. That's name he
I
named
choose
it after himself.
I choose Plato.
Josh, the inventor Plato. What would you guys pick?
That picture of the guy, the beard and the cat.
Nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I think if I'm not an artistic person at any capacity, but if I were to pick a trade, I would love to be musically inclined. Not vocally.
I thought we had to pick something.
So I'm getting there.
Okay.
I think that I would like to have done the movie score of Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley.
Damn. See how that feels? See how that feels? I think that's great, actually.
Oh.
Dude, what would you do if we got Mr. Darcy to come on the podcast and he just like walked in the room?
And just clenched his fist. I'd be like,
stop it.
Hey, easy.
Easy.
Darcy.
You look over Lily.
It's a
you
dumb
look,
name.
You look back at him and I'm in his arms.
It's weird watching him in Succession because
dude,
it's like
he's so good in Succession. He's killer, dude.
Andrew, does he have something for us? Give us a band.
Oh no, I'm so ill prepared.
I'll make a bucket next.
Coldplay.
Look at the video.
Look at the video
that Andrew has for you.
We're gonna watch it now. And it was all yellow. That
it was from Andrew.
Nice.
It is already sent. Lily, don't play it.
Audio, no.
Yes. Have you guys heard of exo-atmospheric vehicles?
You're yelling.
Have you ever heard of exo-atmospheric?
Why question, are you question.
Bro, real thing. I have to boost my audio every single time. I talk decibels lower than you.
All right. We're going to open it in 3, 2. One, go.
Two.
Oh, I got volume.
With no pilot to compromise performance, even more unusual craft and propulsion systems.
Is that just air?
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Rockets.
It's about fire?
The machine was originally designed to shoot down nuclear missiles and satellites.
Yeah.
Just all right. 12 inches long. So this video's pretty long. But you can see the erratic movements, its little jet propulsion. It was a nuclear deterrent. This technology existed in 1989.
So you're saying that they probably have it way better now?
One, they have it way better. But two, can you imagine what a test would have looked like? Like this is before drones. They were based on gyroscopes. That's how they
hovered. So you're saying a lot of UFO sightings could have been stuff like this.
Erratic movement?
I think he's
I've never
saying
seen
specifically
that.
Your UFO sighting.
No.
Weird.
No.
Because this, they're not going to be using like rocket fuel and jet propulsion.
That thing would be so, that's so loud, though. That's so loud.
I was also in the 80s, though, so that they probably
crazy.
Figured out reverse engineering.
Get a silence on here.
But isn't that crazy looking?
He's only
never seen that.
It looked.
He's only 3 years older than you are.
That robot?
He's 43 years old.
That's how old I am.
You were born in 89.
89.
80s, baby.
Cool. Hey guys, if you want to hang around and watch the podcast after the podcast, make sure to go to patreon.com/
ninjas or butterflies.
Where we're gonna have episode 59 and a half.
Woo, woo, woo.
And I've got some fun stuff to talk about.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you guys watching.
Yeah.
We love you guys so much, and we hope if you are not on the Patreon community yet, get in on from the ground floor because I guarantee you, this is going to be booming.
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 Also,
it's pretty fun.
We're pretty sure that you can do songs that won't be flagged, like copyright stuff. So we might do some
fun covers.
Fun covers on Patreon. What are they going to comment?
Oh man, what should we? How do you think you're gonna die? No, I'm kidding.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Maybe should we ask for advice sometimes? Someone asked like if we should do an advice segment, and so if they ask for like they send in like questions and we give them advice on their situation.
Okay, ask us for advice.
Yes.
Who wants advice from us?
Maybe someone. Yeah,
people ask them. Like people say, can you do an advice segment?
I want advice from them.
Yeah. Mm.
We'll do a switch. We'll do you ask us for advice this week, and then we'll ask you next week.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have to call somebody because that's some of our Patreon subscribers. We're going to be able to be on the pod through
the phone.
That's
right.
So maybe we can talk with them there.
All right, make sure to like this video, review it on everything. 5 stars, please.
Please, we love you so much. Tell your friend about the pod.
Yeah, and go buy some merch. Okay.
SendNicholsBack.com. We love you guys.
Love you.
Love you guys.
How fun.
How fun. We're having a good time.
The Illuminati, man.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most powerful creatures. Has empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
By the way, when we're in Dallas next week, what are the odds we go and see the X on the street and take a picture in the grassy knoll?